Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, doesn't anyone remember the TikTok challenge, where women would jump off speeding boats causing instant deletion, competing for the Darwin Award? Looks like narcissists are jumping to their fate, so that might actually improve suicide. The reason this is instant death is because when you jump off a boat at high speeds, you hit the water like it's a wall of concrete, and many people broke their necks doing this stunt. Moving on, the average duration of time a woman keeps a secret is 47 hours and 15 minutes. This isn't exactly true if she's trying to keep her body count a secret. Then she'll take it to the grave. You know that if it doesn't matter, then why do women hide that number as if their life depended on it? As for everything else, they can't keep secrets, and they shared with other women because they're like the CIA and share information with each other, so they get a bigger picture of reality. Number three are a couple of pictures that sum up the Passport Bros. They wanted a family with a white woman, and in the end, they have to settle for some obnoxious Asian lady. Just wait until his Asian wife or girlfriend turns 50 and still doesn't have any wrinkles, and he looks back on European women and sees Grandma Moses staring back at him. Then he'll realize he made the better decision. Of course, the best decision is just to go your own way. Up next, these two lesbian women voted for Trump, and someone named Pumpkin Pete says they won't be married for long if he's elected. Clearly, Pete is crazy. But with regards to divorce, lesbians have a 72% chance of getting divorced, so Trump is the least of their worries, and he's not even going to do anything. Put that belly button lint in your pipe and smoke it, ladies. As if Trump breaking up dyke marriages is the first on his long list of priorities once he's back in office. Number five, this trans woman sues Hooters after they refuse to hire her. It's not because she's trans. It's because she's fat and ugly and Hooters wants to make money and not scare its customers away. On second thought, maybe they should hire them and put them in the kitchen, making sandwiches and washing dishes. Then they might feel like a real woman. Also, everyone already knows that Hooters already has enough trans fat in it. Moving on, here are the most popular Halloween candies in America in each state. Pay particular attention to Florida because it's wildly inaccurate and offensive, because it left out cocaine. From the looks of America, it looks like Reese's Pieces wins. Meanwhile, in Canada, the favorite candy or candy bar is Coffee Crisp. I'm proud to be part of Coffee Crisp Nation. Number seven, here's the difference between feminist fantasy and reality. They say they're strong and independent, but when you look under the hood, they aren't. But I don't know what's worse, the woman doing the fake pull-ups or the simps holding her up. I guess this must have been for some television show or something, because they both look like they have walkie-talkies that PA managers typically have. Either that or they're just broadcasting their simping. Up next, this nurse told her husband that she would make a ton of money being a travel nurse, but that she would be gone 1 to 3 months at a time. He told her to go for it. She also told him that travel nurses are known for having tons of affairs. She also said she would never cheat on him. But in reality, she would have cheated, and so she made excuses as to why she didn't become a travel nurse in the first place. You can say one positive thing about this woman. At least she knows when she can't resist temptation. Number 9, Steph Curry makes more money after playing in 2 quarters than the highest paid WNBA player makes in an entire year. Someone responds by saying, that stat hit him hard. The WNBA players are paid way too much. Of course they are, because no one is even watching them. On top of that, Steph Curry and the NBA are subsidizing the entire women's league. I don't even watch basketball and I recognize him. As for her, I have no idea who she is. Moving on, black academics are told that being nice perpetuates white supremacy. They say that black authority figures need to use their positions to challenge racism instead of just being palatable towards white groups. This is insane, because if blacks really wanted to end racism, they would assimilate as much as they can into white culture, and then the whites would mostly accept them. The problem is not skin color, but instead twerking culture. The legacy media wants racism, and that's why they're telling black authority figures to be negative and aggressive to help create white supremacists. Number 11, remember guys, one of women's favorite hobbies is to make sure she wrecks your peace. A woman's job is to see if a man is happy and put an end to that nonsense. Stay away from women unless you want to be emotionally tortured for years on end, and if you don't get divorced, for the rest of your life. I hope no one marries her, and in 10 years, she's left wondering where all the good men have gone. They're staying away from you, honey, because they want peace. Up next are 2 Japanese women, and they say it wasn't sexual harassment because the guy doing it was handsome. At least these noodle whores get sake points for being honest about it. Asian women have thin, attractive bodies, but it's really hard not to find one that doesn't have a butterface. All you have to do is look good and you get a creep pass at least for a month or two, and then they'll dump you because you won't fit into their social circles. Number 13, this woman was left traumatized and hungry after her date put his wiener on a plate, after inviting her over after the date. Looks like he did the popcorn bucket trick in real time, and she didn't like it. But the question we should really be asking is, did he get a second one? What did the guy expect when he gets his woman off of plenty of fats? Maybe what turned her off was his size. She wanted a full meal and what he offered was just tapas. Moving on, that awful Australian breakdancer Raygun is offering $5,000 to anyone who can dance better than her. Is that just $32 American or something? But anyone can fall down a flight of stairs and dance better than her doing it. Unfortunately, no one will win the money because dancing is subjective. And she says that she's the best, so you'd never win. Also, even if you do win, damaging your reputation isn't worth it. Number 15 is an unfortunate situation where a woman was struggling because her baby daddy didn't love her. So she took her and her two kids over Niagara Falls with her. She went from I don't need a man to I need a parachute in 3 seconds flat. She was a monster and should be burning in hell. How much you want to bet that Pookie or Ray Ray left her and found someone better? And she just couldn't accept it. If you're going to take yourself out, then why bring the kids into it? To hurt Ray Ray emotionally, of course. That's why. Up next in the App Store, they have a human-like AI boyfriend. But it's gonna fail because AI boyfriends can't be emotionally tormented like a real man, or buy her stuff. But AI girlfriends, on the other hand, will catch on because men just want someone pleasant and feminine to talk to. Plus, an AI girlfriend will never betray you, and since women don't love us unconditionally, but only love us for what we can do for them, it makes it mighty tempting. Number 17 looks like Aaron Clary won the internet in 2024, with his Halloween costume where he was the Turkish Olympic shooter. All he's missing is the cat in the other hand. But I have to give him mad props for spelling things correctly. How much you want to bet that he uses that long-distance hole puncher to scare liberal women off his porch? I think we all knew that Aaron was a bit of a turkey, and now we have proof. Here's my costume for next year. I just need a briefcase. Moving on, Wasted asked the question, can foreigners help Japan have more babies? Yes, because if there's one thing Japan really needs right now is an army of single mothers. Why didn't Wasted write an article asking the same question about Israel? As for Japan, it doesn't want this because it's going to lower their IQ from 106 to 107. But in nature, the smartest and the strongest don't survive, but the most adaptable do. Number 19, are women responsible for all the extreme sexual violence on screen? Women complain about men being too violent or aggressive, but at the same time, they consume more content with aggressive males. But they only consume it if the aggressive men are good-looking. A lot of women want to be dominated by a man, but they won't talk about it. They like a man with the capacity to be dangerous, and that makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint. Up next, apparently Diddy kept videos of all his parties and had enough dirt to hang half a Hollywood. Good, and I hope he releases the tapes, but if he does, he's a dead man. They did it to Epstein, and they'll probably do it to him, unless there are dozens of copies all over the world that he's going to release simultaneously if they try to take him out. So they won't be able to scrub all of it fast enough off the internet. He probably learned from Epstein. I'd love to see all the leftist perverts fry. Number 21, Emma Watson, has just said that she's self-partnered. And that just sounds like being single with extra steps. She's probably just too insufferable to be in a relationship with, and will just end up being an old cat lady. Other women are probably cheering for her and telling her, you go girl. Being self-partnered because it means less competition for us. I suspect that she can't find a wealthier man with more status than her that can tolerate her, and doesn't want to date down. Moving on, this doesn't make any sense to me. If Israel is the gayest country on earth according to the Times of Israel, then why does their population keep on increasing? Maybe it's only going up because they're inviting other Jews in from other countries. That would make sense as the Jewish populations in Europe and America are in fact falling. Israel accepts Jewish wealthy first world migration while the rest of the world accepts poor third world migration. Number 23, why are the fertility rates falling the fastest in the most modern countries? While the countries that do traditional maxing have the highest birth rates, but are quickly collapsing as well. Looks like Eddie Murphy is right that if you want to reproduce and have lots of kids, you need to find an African woman on an elephant with a bone in her nose. This graphic is right, though, because Canadian women are the least traditional in the world. Up next is traditionalism and religion fade in Canada, so does the value of human life. If you're poor, depressed, and lonely in Canada, then why not let the country end you? Here's a picture of one of our doctors, Dr. Skippy, researching modern healthcare treatments. But to be fair, 90% of the people that let the government take their lives had terminal cancer. That I might actually agree with. But if you're going to go anyway and life is unbearable, the only people you're living for at that point is your family to delay their suffering. Number 25 and the last one, older women are increasingly preying on younger, inexperienced men because they know that if they are our first love and sexual partner, then we're more likely to commit and stay with them. A 38-year-old woman has been run through and can never bond with another man ever again. But this young lad doesn't understand that. Plus, older women are doing what older wealthy men are doing, which is finding a younger woman because they think it brings them that status. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.